As the Tyrone men open their Alliance National Football League campaign against Down at Park Ezra this weekend, the Tyrone Ladies will make the trip to Ballyhonus on Sunday to open their Tesco Homegrown Division 1 Challenge against a strong-looking Mayo side. Former Derry Trust footballer Mickey Ray is in the hot seat this year and is looking forward to the challenge of taking charge of the Tyrone Ladies.
It's probably a privilege for me and an honour for me, so with that comes a lot of passion. I'm probably living and sleeping the job every day at the minute. The big challenge with Tyrone is getting the girls into the mindset of what the backroom team's trying to achieve. Now, we have a very clear pattern of where we want the girls to be come the start of the summer. We've looked at almost 55 players. We seem to have got a backing from the players, which probably distinctively would maybe be different than the last couple of seasons when the attitude maybe wouldn't have been that great. So with that and gelling in with the step-up intensity that the girls seem to be going through, we seem to be having the early reaction that we require, you know, as a backroom team. And, you know, with that comes that passion that we have as a backroom team leading into building the squad now for the start of the National League.
There's no doubting, Mickey, the quality at Tyrone have All-Ireland semi-final appearances and All-Ireland senior final appearance in 2010. A lot of those players are still around.
There's no doubt about that, Paddy. One of the things that I realised whenever I took on the job was that I always knew that the quality was within this squad. Tyrone have a great bunch of girls. There's a lot of them down with universities in Jordanstown and Queens. As I did say to the executive when I took the job on, it was about nourishing and bringing the minors through. We can achieve that this year with under 21 squad. It's a nice building block to have now with the seniors, and that's effectively why I talked to the executive about a 3-year term. I feel that I can bring the players through. I can get a mutual respect going. If we can get the girls onto the mindset that we have at the minute, get them and keep them working at the minute, I don't see any reason why the quality won't come through in this squad. As you say, they've got an All-Ireland final in 2010 and maybe rested on their laurels a wee bit. The minor girls have maybe come through at the minute and it has given the senior girls that bit of a push. But one thing is that if you go into club football in Tyrone, you will see that competitiveness is there. At the minute, I seem to have got that reaction within the county squad, and hopefully we can drive that on.
There are a few changes in the squad, Mickey. You identified a few problems. You want to fill the gaps. You've brought players in. A few players have moved on. It's a case of transition.
Well, I do take your point on it. Now, obviously, anybody that's on a county squad when they go from year to year obviously is going to naturally think that they're going to be involved. Now, one of the things that I set out this year was that we carried a squad, as you know yourself, of almost 50 players. We cut down to 44 and we pushed for maybe 6 weeks with that number before embarking on getting our 30 for the National League. But one of the things that we will do is, because of the break from the National League into the Championship, is we will bring our numbers back again. So at no time, even through the National League, will these girls get resting on their laurels or think that they're good enough to be there, because we will go back to that in-house setup again come the month of April and May, and we will go again with 30 at the start of the June. That'll be Tyrone's team to win the Ulster Championship.
And you step forward this year, Mickey. Obviously, that under 21 series with the Ashley McGing tournament, it'll be a good stepping stone for the players.
Oh, there's absolutely no doubt about that. There's an added emphasis with the fact that the under 21 tournament is there this year. It means that we can look at a new bunch of players. Before, I said to you, you know, re-embarking and taking maybe that 35-40 players back in, the clubs will be set in, and it means now that right out through Tyrone football, the players do realise that we'll be coming and watching as much football as possible. The doors never shut, and effectively you're always looking around your shoulder to see who's coming behind, because Tyrone have an abundance of talent which we hope to harness this year in under 21s as well.
There's always going to be that crossover as well. You're going to be bringing players in from that under 21 squad to bolster the numbers in the senior squad too. So you've that crossover, and that's a big step, isn't it?
Paddy, there's no doubt about that. I had the disappointment myself of not making county squads in my time. And I know whenever I spoke to certain girls, they were very disappointed and very downhearted. But one thing that I did point out, and one thing I pointed out on Tuesday night before we played Down, is that even the girls that are in the National League 30, they have to keep the pressure on, because at any time, it can be a system of out and another girl brought in. We have that. Back to our previous question, probably that's what we have different than previous years. We have players now chomping at the bit. Players are even afraid now. There's a system, even we're coming late at training, all that sort of discipline, and you can see the panic of anybody even coming in late from work, that they would worry, you know, what way is the backroom team going to take this? And hopefully, as I say, we can build on that. It's very positive at the minute, and hopefully that's good for Tyrone football.
And in terms of the National League, it starts now obviously against Mayo and then to a game against Louth, and then some of the bigger guns come along later on. But what is the realistic aim for Tyrone in the National League?
Well, obviously, with the fact that we took the post on the 18th of December, and obviously we had to try and build a squad at that stage, we don't underestimate the task that's ahead of us here again, Mayo. Mayo is a seasoned team, competing for semi-finals and All-Ireland finals nearly every year that you see them out there. So it'll be a good benchmark for us. It'll be about building again throughout the National League. And I suppose, while in previous years that break between April and June would have seemed to be a negative, it will be our positive this year, because that's whenever we come out of hopefully a National League run that we can maintain our Division 1 status, then we can really train the girls and look forward to an Ulster Championship.
No thought of that first round game against Armagh yet, Mickey. It's all league for the time being.
Oh, it's massively important. If you're talking about a minor team that reached an All-Ireland final this year and an under 21 team that's playing this year, you know, that's the Division 1 league that you want to be playing in, that National League Division 1. And effectively, we're not really looking past Paddy Cavan at the minute on Sunday, which is a challenge game before we play Mayo, because each game will be important in us learning about the squad and the squad learning about the management. So that's what we'll do, take it one week at a time.
The Shonelys open their campaign against Mayo in Ballyhonus on Sunday afternoon.